I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Browns playing the Jaguars coming up this Sunday. One of the, I got to say it right, Jaguars coming up.
Some people get upset. Some people do say Jaguars.
Some guy wrote all over our Facebook. He was all hot and bothered how we pronounce Jaguars. Let's get to Mark Brunell.
Ask Mark Brunell how he would pronounce it.
Let's get to this guy. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford Hotline, the best quarterback in Jaguars history. Is it Jaguars or Jaguars?
I don't think it matters, guys. Whatever you prefer.
Well, he's a legend. He's a legend there in Jacksonville.
He's like, shut up about this and ask me the questions. Let's go. All right, Mark, thanks for joining us this morning. Mark Brunell, a guy who got that franchise off and running and was a great quarterback for Jacksonville and then was a very successful backup in the NFL. Currently a high school football coach, so obviously you love the game. You analyze. You do everything. How much has the game changed since when you played to where you are at now?
Oh, at the pro level, you know, I think the biggest change is the guys are bigger, faster. I don't think it's changed in a lot. I mean, it's still, you know, throwing, catching, tackling, running. But I think the guys are a little bit more advanced physically. But that's probably the biggest difference. As far as the X's and O's, I think it's pretty much the same. I don't think there's too many changes. But what has changed is, when I was playing, that social media didn't exist, and that certainly changed the game quite a bit, which I imagine we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, Mark, I'm really curious because the Browns, we've been looking for quarterbacks forever, and they took another stab this past year with DeShone Kizer, and they didn't take him at the top of the draft, so I don't know how much they were banking on him. And through the first, you know, 9 games, he's the lowest-rated quarterback in the league, but doesn't have a lot of help. How do you know? How do you know, as you've seen a ton of quarterbacks, I'm sure you made your assessments throughout your playing career, how do you know when you found one?
Boy, I think it takes a while before you really know. I mean, it's risky. You take a quarterback early these days, and it's very risky. Sometimes you hit it, sometimes you bust. How many great quarterbacks that went on to have great careers? You know, they're late-round guys, or they're passed up by so many teams. You just don't really know. What's interesting about measuring these quarterbacks or evaluating these quarterbacks is that, you know, you look at the arm strength and how they throw the ball and their numbers in college and all that stuff. But I've always thought that the position really came down to the heart and the head. You know, the guys that really have it as far as their just when the game's on the line. Perfect example is Tom Brady. I mean, he's a 6th-round guy. Teams passed him up. Nobody thought he was going to be much of anything, and he goes on to be the greatest to ever play the game. It's all about his heart. It's all about his what's between the ears. I mean, and sometimes you hit it, sometimes you miss it, guys. It's hard to evaluate.
Mark Brunell joining us on the show on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford Hotline. So you go to Jacksonville in 95, the inaugural year, and we always say here in Cleveland that you were given so much more as a franchise than what Cleveland was in 99. Still, it had to be an immense challenge to be the starting quarterback of that football team and to lead a expansion franchise. Do you remember some of the down parts or some of the parts where you were challenged the most in those first couple of seasons?
Yeah, I mean, the first year at least, I mean, we weren't a very good football team. And I think the difference is, and what was an advantage for us, is that the expectations weren't all that high. I mean, we weren't expected to win right away. I think Jacksonville was just happy to have a team. Our first year we went 4-12, and we had a couple moments. We won 4 games, but you know, most of the year was miserable. But we weren't in a position where we had to win right away. Now the second year we did about halfway through the season. We got things going. That helped quite a bit. It was a great time. It was exciting, but it's not like now where you just, you know, you got to win right away and you know, your players are expected to play at a high level immediately. This wasn't the case here in Jacksonville.
Mark Brunell also does a show Tuesdays on Sports Radio 930 in Jacksonville. But you hit on something there about the expectation for players to come right in, right away, do well. The DeShone Kizer thing is fascinating because we sit here and have debates about whether or not the Browns should go in free agency to go get a Kirk Cousins, you know, throw all the money in the world at him, make him the highest paid player, or go in and draft a quarterback, or maybe do both, a combination of both when it comes to that. Yet they're sitting here with DeShone Kizer, who has all the arm talent in the world, but he's only 21. And so this is the hard thing about it. Do you think a 21-year-old has any business starting day one in the NFL? Deshaun Watson, not that much older, and he was able to start pretty much game two and thrive. But it hasn't been the case with Kizer.
Yeah, it's a great question because, I mean, if I'm a GM or a head coach and I draft a kid in the first round, then I'd like to say that I'd let him sit for a year and let him develop, let him get acclimated, let him watch somebody, maybe a year, maybe two. It's a huge jump from college to the pros, regardless of how well you did it in college, how successful you were. I think there needs to be a measure of patience with young quarterbacks, first round, second round, whatever round they're drafting, because it's not easy. And then you take your quarterback, who is your franchise player, and you put him, you surround him with a bunch of bad players. You know, you put him on a team that's not very good. That just makes things even more difficult. I mean, you're talking about maybe hurting a kid's confidence, and you know, it's hard. I mean, I would love to. I think for Kizer, I mean, ideally it would have been great if he could just sit back, watch, learn for a year, and he's thrown into a very, very difficult situation.
You know, Mark, you had the luxury of being able to hand the ball off, and the league was very different when you were playing, where you know, Fred Taylor could be that workhorse running back. Now the league, it's a pass, total passing league, and it seems like you can't really contend for anything without that quarterback. How much has the game changed from a quarterback's perspective to where that having that quarterback is everything in today's league?
Well, I don't know if it's much different. I mean, the teams that won back, you know, when I was playing, they were the teams that they had a quarterback that could play. The philosophies haven't changed entirely. I think most head coaches, if they could, they'd want to ground and pound, run the football. But some teams are fortunate to have a Tom Brady and a Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers. There's not a lot of those guys around. You know, there's not a lot of guys around that you could put the team on their shoulders and say, hey, listen, go win this game for us with your arm. You know, six or seven guys, most guys are just, you know, most guys they're not average quarterbacks, but they're not, you know, those elite quarterbacks that can just go up and down the field, you know, throwing the football. And I think it'll always be that way, whether that quarterback is, you know, a pocket passer or a runner. You know, it's always gonna rest on the quarterback's shoulders in pro football, and you've got to have a guy. You simply have to have a guy that can get it done.
Mark Brunell joining us on the show. That team in Jacksonville that was very young, how much did that team need the strong discipline of Tom Coughlin? Because we make the comparisons all the time with the Browns and how young they are, and they are basically an expansion team all over again.
I think, you know, having Tom was and is old school. His expectations were very high. He demanded a lot of his players. We worked really hard. We put in a lot of time. We did a lot of hitting. He was all over us, but it was perfect. It was what we needed. You know, when we got together in Jacksonville, it was a bunch of free agents, trades, guys who had been cut, guys that, you know, just were looking for jobs. And so we needed that structure and that discipline. And while it wasn't entirely fun, you know, a lot of us didn't like it a lot because we were used to different places and different ways of going about running a team. I think it was perfect for us. I don't think you can... there is no substitute for working hard, and I think that's the biggest difference the Jaguars have made this year, is that they're busting their butt, they've worked hard, and they've got some really good players, and it has everything to do with Tom being, you know, running the show now.
Well, we're talking to Mark Brunell right now, Jacksonville great, and so we should ask you about the quarterback down in Jacksonville, Blake Bortles, who is one of those enigmas in the league, puts up numbers every year, but yet people don't know if they're ever going to commit to them there. He's off to, this team's off to a really good start throughout the season, and obviously Jacksonville looks like they could be going to the playoffs, but do you think he is someone worth taking a look at as a quarterback? Maybe the Cleveland Browns, if Jacksonville does decide to go in a different direction?
You know what? I ask me in about seven games. You know, I'm not sure entirely, you know, with Blake. I really like Blake. He works hard. And look, he does some things very, very well. He gets outside of the pocket, extends plays. He's athletic. Guys, he's had some very good moments, but the consistency has been a problem. And, you know, I talked about, you know, head coaches and their desire to ground and pound and run the football. Well, Jacksonville's one of those. You know, we want to run the foot. We're a run-first team. We want to be, and if the run's taken away, we struggle simply because our quarterback, you know, he's not very consistent. But, you know, there's times I think he could be the franchise guy around here and win a championship with. There's other times that I just don't know if he's going to make it, to be honest with you. But I think it's too early to tell as far as I'm concerned. But again, I'm always preaching patience on quarterbacks because it does take time. It certainly took a long time with me. But hard to say. Hard to say.
No such thing as patience at Sports Talk Radio, Mark. Come on now. I do want to ask you, as a high school coach and someone who played at every level and a very successful player at every level of the game, Tashawn Gibson had these comments about his former team, throwing really his former team under the bus, talking about the organization. And there's some discussion with us today on the show whether or not those motivational things actually pay off, whether they can have an impact. And, you know, there's the halftime speeches, there's the pregame speeches, and then there's bulletin board material. Do you believe in any of that, Mark?
I absolutely do. I think that, first of all, I think it was foolish. I think it was unprofessional for Gibson to throw that out there. And, you know, there needs to be a measure of respect for every team, I think. And if you make bold predictions, and, you know, say you're going to walk into a stadium and put up 40 or something like that, that's dangerous. And I know the Browns are struggling, of course, and the Jacksonville Jaguars have a good thing going on, but it's not the best team that always wins. It's the best team on game day. And, you know, I think the Browns are looking for any kind of motivation they can get, and now they have it, you know, from their former player. I never like seeing that, I know it's part of the game, but it's unfortunate. I just don't think you do that to another football team, because sometimes it comes back and bites you.
All right, one last question, Mark, and we're really appreciate your time. You're listed at 6'1". I don't know if that's one of those things. I don't know what shoes you were wearing that day when they actually measured you, but people are asking about, and we got this on Twitter, Baker Mayfield, a shorter quarterback, maybe not as short as Johnny Manziel. Do you think that's somebody who can thrive in the NFL?
Drew Brees is thriving. I'm 6'1". I can tell you right now, I'm taller than Drew Brees, and he's one of the best to ever play the game. And you can. Now, it's not easy. Being an undersized guy, you know, just a 6'1", it had its challenges. I'd be lying if I told you I didn't care. I wish I was 6'3 or 6'4. I think it would have made it a little easier, but I wasn't. But yeah, you can thrive. You can certainly thrive. Baker Mayfield, good quarterback. And speaking of Drew Brees, he's like a Drew Brees, competitive, to throw the football, pretty athletic. So yeah, you can thrive at that height, no question.
Mark, we thank you very much for the time. All the best. I hope to talk to you again very soon.
Yeah, all right. Take care, guys. See you.
Absolutely. Mark Brunell joining us on the show. Again, does that show at Sports Radio 930 in Jacksonville. High school coach, former Jacksonville great.
A lot of great stuff there. A lot of great stuff. He agrees with you. He thinks the motivational stuff can certainly pay off, and he said it was completely unprofessional by Tashawn Gibson.
And he did, and this goes against me what I say about Baker Mayfield. Again, I will only talk about Baker Mayfield on the show. I will do nothing on social media about it. But he backed up Brees in New Orleans. He says that he compares him to Drew Brees there.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.